It's a glimpse at one possible future for sustainable air travel, electric commuter planes. An aircraft maker from Western Washington celebrated the maiden flight of its all-new short-hop airliner in Moses Lake on Tuesday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on the first flight of the Eviation Alice.
The eye-catching, vaguely spaceship-like electric airliner took off for the first time amid a cinematic Central Washington sunrise. It had a belly full of batteries driving two propellers, one on each side of its tail. Test pilot Stephen Crane was the only person on board the 9-passenger plane for the maiden flight. He flew 2 loops around the airfield before landing after 8 minutes aloft. Crane says Alice, the electric aircraft, felt different than other planes he's flown, but says it handled beautifully.
It's a fast airplane, real sleek. So, very responsive and did well, no surprises.
Alice was assembled at a new factory at Arlington Municipal Airport north of Seattle. Greg Davis is the president and CEO there for Eviation. He framed Tuesday's zero emissions flight as ushering in a new era for aviation.
It's made history. This is the first radical change in aerospace propulsion technology since we went from the Super Constellation to the 707, from the piston engine to the jet engine, and now to the electric motor.
Davis cautions the first customer deliveries may not happen before 2027, though, because the plane maker awaits further battery technology advancements to make the design commercially viable. Its usable range for now is around 200 miles. The finalized model also needs to be certified by the FAA, which could take a while because commercial passenger flight on electric power is so new. 3 airlines have already placed orders for the Alice model, among them DHL. It ordered 12 in a cargo configuration. Jeff Kerr is the senior vice president with DHL Global Aviation. He came all the way from Bahrain to witness the maiden flight.
So hopefully in future, yeah, Alice will grow and be able to grow in size and in distance and range. But you know, this is an absolute fundamental beginning, and we want to do our bit to promote this technology by being the launch customer of Alice.
In the push to decarbonize your future flights, battery power is unlikely to be the only solution. The weight and capacity of battery packs today make them impractical to power medium to larger sized aircraft, so notes Ann Artizon, the VP for supply chain at Alaska Airlines. Speaking at a recent conference, Artizon says she's most keen on biofuels.
We know it works. It requires absolutely no aircraft modifications to work. It's a drop in fuel. We can use it in our existing infrastructure. And it reduces carbon emissions 80% on a life cycle basis.
But for now, sustainable aviation fuel is hamstrung by limited production and high costs. Artizon says she's also curious about hydrogen as an alternative. Speaking of which, back in Moses Lake, in the same hangar where the Alice plane parked, a different company is converting an older, slightly larger commuter plane to run on hydrogen fuel cells. The company, Universal Hydrogen, is aiming for a carbon-free maiden flight with a converted de Havilland Dash 8, possibly before the end of this year. I'm Tom Bonsi in Moses Lake.